100.9 and 107.7 Country and Community in Richland Center. Here's your Daily News Roundup.
Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keen. Three more Wisconsin Republicans are headed for the exit, including Kevin Peterson, Devin LeMahieu, and Rick Gundrum. Peterson is from the 57th District in the Fox Valley and says he's proud of his time in the Assembly and thanked his staff, colleagues, and constituents. Senate Majority Leader LeMahieu from Oostburg says he's ready for a new chapter and wants to spend more time at home. Gundrum is from the 58th Assembly District in central Wisconsin. He says he's looking forward to family and travel after 20 years in local county and state government. LeMahieu is the fourth Republican state senator not seeking re-election this fall, joining Racine's Van Wongard, Brookfield's Rob Hutton, and Whitewater's Steve Nass. In the Assembly, Gundrum is also the fourth GOP member stepping aside, along with Speaker Robin Voss of Rochester, Speaker Pro Tem Kevin Peterson of Waupaca, and Representative Dave Murphy of Hortonville. Public school enrollment is shrinking again across the state of Wisconsin. State data showing public schools lost more than 14,000 students this year, with 68 of the state's 72 counties seeing declines. Overall, enrollment dropped nearly 2% as compared to last year, continuing a long-term slide that's pushing some districts to consider closing or combining districts and schools. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says the state has been losing students faster than the national average for more than two decades, though the gap has started to shrink recently. And Bayfield County is standing apart from its up north neighbors over the Line 5 pipeline project. The county board there voted 10-2 last month to reject an agreement with Enbridge that would have reimbursed the county for emergency and law enforcement calls at the construction site. The district attorney in Bayfield County said taking that money could make it look like law enforcement is working for the company, not the public. Some supervisors have argued that Enbridge should still help to pay for the extra costs. Iron and Ashland counties have already said yes to that same deal. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers season ends. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers lose in an upset to the High Point Panthers, 83-82. The Panthers hitting three-point shots 15 times in the game. Did the Badgers have a bad performance? Head coach Greg Gard.
You know, I didn't think we played bad. I thought they beat us. They were banging in that many threes. That was their chance to do that. And credit to them. Tip your cap to them. That they were able to make shots, then take more and make more than they have in a long time.
The Badgers' Nick Boyd after the loss.
Disappointing. It's the name of the game, man. You win, you lose. You got to keep your head up, get yourself back up, and, you know, keep fighting. I mean, I ain't disappointed about nothing. It is what it is.
NBA, the Bucks blown out in Utah by the Jazz, 128-96.
We played awful, didn't play with any competitive spirit tonight.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today and mild with a high in the low to mid 60s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy will drop to 37 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, the best day of the week, mostly sunny with a high right around 71. We will cool it off on Sunday into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your news roundup for Richland Center from WRCE and WRCO. Find more news anytime at WRCO.com and WRCE.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.